This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting today, telecommunications and software companies in the U.S. can begin offering customers in Cuba credit, something that hasn't been legal in decades as sanctions gradually ease. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
For U.S. companies, trading with Cuba is increasingly like trading with anybody else.
This is yet another step that just makes it more normal.
Gus Maxwell is an attorney at the law firm Ackerman in Miami.
All these kinds of things are slowly but surely, you know, undoing 50-plus years of a restrictive policy.
U.S. exports to Cuba last year reached $175 million by the end of November. Analysts predict with the greater availability of credit to Cuban customers, that figure could shoot up. Lawyer Janet Kim with Baker McKenzie says telecom, the financial sector, and healthcare will likely profit.
For the other industries, it's a bit tougher right now because you'd have to go in for specific advance approval from the U.S. government.
Kim says the Obama administration can only relax so many restrictions on its own. To really return to normal relations, including travel, Congress and the executive branch must work together. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.